This is St. Louis Public Radio. Protesters who have been marching for police accountability for more than a month want stricter limits on when officers can fire their weapons. But as St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lipman reports, an expert on deadly force says the solution isn't more restrictions, it's better training.
In December 2011, 24-year-old Anthony Lamar Smith, a black man, led two white St. Louis police officers who had attempted to arrest him on a high-speed chase. After a crash, both officers rushed up to the driver's side of Smith's car. One of them, Jason Stockley, fired multiple shots, killing Smith. Stockley was found not guilty of first-degree murder in September. That verdict touched off the latest protests. Kenny Murdoch, the co-founder of the Black Lives Matter PAC, says Stockley, like so many other officers, was too quick to shoot.
The police officer walked up to the car and shot very quickly because he got scared, and that's currently legal.
Murdoch and other protesters are demanding stricter use of force policies. Currently, officers in St. Louis and St. Louis County can fire their weapons to protect themselves and others from being killed or seriously hurt. University of Missouri-St. Louis criminology professor David Klinger says the problem in the Stockley case wasn't the use of force policy. In his opinion,
it's not good tactics.
Klinger spent time as a police officer in Los Angeles and Washington State before getting into academia. He's written several papers that apply something called normal accident theory to policing. Put simply, in situations with a lot of moving parts and where changing one thing affects everything else in ways you can't predict, it's more likely that a police officer will shoot someone. Good tactics make situations simpler, Klinger says. For example, officers that put a gap between themselves and the people they're dealing with have more time to consider all of the possible options, including whether or not to use force. Klinger says Stockley and his partner didn't give themselves enough space or time.
What I would have done is I would have ensured that we both stayed back at the patrol car with our guns drawn, waiting for other units to show up, and then order the suspect out. If he comes out with a gun and he points it in our direction or threatens us, he gets shot. And then the video is very, very different from the video that had so many people outraged.
Klinger believes that 25% of fatal police shootings could have been avoided had officers done what they're trained to do. Part of the problem is just poor training. Other times, officers haven't gotten a chance to refresh their skills. Law enforcement in the St. Louis area, including officers from the city's police department, can practice their tactics in a brand new simulator at the St. Louis County Police Academy in Wellston. The simulator, which was a gift from the Burgess Family Foundation, includes 300 degrees of video screens. On a recent morning, Academy instructor Bob Morley put St. Louis County officer Ben Granda through a scenario that starts with a call about a man yelling at a woman.
Strung out.
Step away from her right now.
Hey, man, it's cool. Don't even worry
it's
about
not
it.
Cool. I got step
Morley away says the scenario could have gone a number of different ways, depending on how Granda handled the situation.
We're also looking for them to use what we call time, distance, and cover, right? Get away from the situation, get further back so that they're not putting themselves at risk.
Younger officers are usually pretty good at the technical side of policing, says Morley's fellow instructor, Eric Osterman. But they're not very good at talking to people, which is the foundation of policing. That comes from experience. Veteran officers are the opposite, Osterman says. They're pretty good communicators, but sometimes have a hard time adopting new tactics.
They said, well, I do traffic stops this way, and since nothing has ever happened to me, I must be doing it the right way, right? And they continue to do that.
Klinger, the UMSL professor, says police departments need to encourage a culture where officers feel free to point out the mistakes of others. By making sure everyone is tactically sound, he says, officers will shoot fewer people. I'm Rachel Lipman, St. Louis Public Radio.